Lucas Martinez is casually watching Colombia take on Jordan on TV in his Center City apartment. It's a friendly, a tune-up game to get ready for the World Cup. It doesn't really matter who wins.
This actually is not the official team that's going to play. The coach is kind of trying some new players to make his own squad.
Martinez's attitude will be much different once the tournament has started. He's already warned his family.
I just said to my wife, okay, when Colombia's playing the World Cup, please don't let me have a kid on my hands, because I might just throw him away. Because I'm going to be shouting, I'm going to be mad, I'm going to be really hyped about the soccer match, and I wouldn't be thinking about anything else.
The young father will also shed some very happy tears. Four World Cups have come and gone since the Colombian team last competed.
I had to wait 16 years for us to qualify again, and I cannot find myself so excited about it. And even if I have to wait another 16 years, I will wait them gladly, because this sensation, this feeling I have, is amazing.
Fans of the perennial qualifiers, though, are just as thrilled the big tournament has finally arrived.
I teach at Community College of Philadelphia, but soccer is my life. Identify me as Mr. Soccer.
Sitting inside an Italian cafe in the Northeast, Massimo Musumeci says the Roma club will always be number one in his heart. But watching Italy, that's a close second.
It's like graduation for someone going to college. It's the ultimate celebration of what your life rotates around. World Cup is the ultimate moment where you see that the beautiful game, quote-unquote, as it's called in English, basically comes to its maximum levels. And if you love the game, you're naturally going to be a part of it.
For Kevin Kim, president of the Korean American Sports Association, the World Cup is about embracing national pride and the unifying power of sport.
We all talk about, you know, diversity and being a global person and everyone being intertwined, taking a village to raise a child and all of that. Not everyone feels that way, but some of us do feel that way when it comes to rooting for the American team as well as the Korean team. And when all of us can be at that level, at that, you know, from that perspective, I think the world would be better.
Of the 32 teams in the competition, it's hard to say which fan base most wants a World Cup title. Brazilians, though, may have the slight edge in that department, home soil and all. Vinicius Moraes says it will make him more connected to his home country and his family in Sao Paulo.
Every soccer game, you know, it brings me back when I was a soccer player, and I feel like I'm in Brazil. So every time I watch a game, I can feel that I miss home less.
It all starts this afternoon with heavy favorite Brazil taking on Croatia. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.